shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's really nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes as we continue our Year of the End countdown for our Listener's Choice series. Now, if you're tuning in for the very first time, what is all that about? Well, we ran a poll a few months ago asking our listeners which Happy Station Show interviews would you like to hear again, and you guys spoke. And we're now bringing you the top five interviews right until the end of the year. So hopefully, if this is your first time tuning into the show, you will enjoy this. And welcome back to listen to this interview again. Today, our guest is the one and only Dodie Cowan. Now, many of you may not be familiar with that name. Dodie Cowan was with Radio Netherlands Worldwide for many, many years. Her and her ex-husband, Jerry, hosted a show called His and Hers. And I spoke to her last year, just at around this time. So that is our next installment of our Listener's Choice Award. And Dodie is an absolutely fantastic person. We actually did a very long interview, and the show was broken up. The interview, I should say, was broken up over two shows. But we're going to bring the part of the interview where she discusses her time at Radio Netherlands and many other topics. First, however, we're going to begin with a piece of music that is sort of a killing two birds with one stone, as they say. Somebody recently wrote in saying they would like to hear the song From Russia With Love by Matt Monro. And then not too long after, somebody wrote in saying they, you know, I don't think I've ever played Count Basie on the show. Can I play some Count Basie? Well, I thought we'd do the two at the same time, because I found an arrangement that Count Basie did of From Russia With Love. So here it is, going out to the two of you today on the International Happy Station Show. Thank you. The incredible Count Basie and his orchestra with From Russia with Love, killing two birds with one stone, as somebody wanted to hear the song that was used in the film, and somebody wanted to hear Count Basie. So we brought you two for one, as they would say. You're listening to Happy Station, and this coming Sunday at 17 hours UTC, on December the 12th, we're going to be doing another live edition of Happy Station. So tune in for that at 17 hours UTC right here on PCJ Radio, as well as some of our partner stations that will be relaying the program. And that'll be December 12th at 17 hours UTC. And hopefully this time the people that were involved in the last show, especially in Latin America, that were sending messages during the program, will be able to, we'll get you on Skype. Okay, Jorge, if you can organize that at your end, we'll get you guys all on the show together. How about that? Not a bad idea. Now, I do want to take a moment actually to tell you about some upcoming specials that we have here on Happy Station. There is going to be our Christmas show. Now, some of the stations will be receiving the Christmas show on the 19th and 20th of December. Some will be receiving it on the 24th and 25th of December. And for the week of the weekend of the 26th, which is a Sunday, and 27th, which is a Monday, those 2 days, they'll be receiving another program, only because the Christmas show will be airing before the 25th and or on the 25th itself. So that's you'll find out, by the way, all that information at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. And this year, for our year-end show, we're going to be recording one live on location near the Taipei 101 building, and that's going to be a fun show. Very different from what we did last year, but it's not going to be 2 hours. It's only going to be 55 minutes, but it's going to be a fun show nevertheless, and that show will be airing over the course of the 1st of January 2011, the 2nd and the 3rd of January of the new year. Okay, time now for more music when we come back. An encore presentation of our exclusive interview with the one and only Dodi Cowan. But first, here's a little bit of Kylie Minogue and Can't Get You Out of My Head on Happy Station. That's right, the one and only Kylie Minogue with Can't Get You Out of My Head here on Happy Station. Now, our next series of our listeners' choice that was chosen by you, the listener, interviews that you would like to hear again this week is the one and only Dodie Cowan. Now, many of you who are familiar with international broadcasters like Radio Netherlands will remember that name because for many years she hosted His and Hers on Radio Netherlands Worldwide with her ex-husband, Jerry Cowan. Dodie was a young girl in the Netherlands during the Second World War. My first question to her during the interview was, did that have an impact on you?
If I say it wrecked my life, it's not true. But I do still suffer from a very big war trauma. And even though I was treated by one of the psychiatrists in that field for 10 years, it's something that keeps coming back. It will always come back, always come back, always come back, you know, in visions or flashes or whatever. So it made and broke my life.
That is something that I hear from a number of people that lived through the Second World War. But you did.
But don't underestimate the people who lived through Vietnam, who lived through Korea, who lived through the Desert Storm, who lived through Iraq, because they had the same trauma. They're living with the same trauma. And what's happening, like what's happening in the States at the moment, the suicides of veterans, young guys who come back from Iraq, it's very natural. It belongs to the trauma.
You know, you said that you spent some time seeing a psychiatrist. Did this really help, or did you also find things to do to also occupy yourself to try to help yourself overcome this?
Oh, definitely. I worked very hard because when you have a good psychiatrist, he makes you work. Where he helped me, he pointed out what was wrong with me, because I had been one of these very jolly, snatchy chicks, but inside I was drowning in my own tears, and I didn't know what it was. I could tell stories about the war which were hilarious, and I did not realize that I was still suffering from those same stories, and that they weren't funny at all.
Was it after the war and after seeing a psychiatrist that you decided to go into entertainment?
No. I was born into entertainment because my father was a very well-known theater actor and radio actor, director, producer. He slipped me into the business from age three. I did my first radio play when I was 3 years old. My father would give me the lines, and I would say them sitting on his knee in front of a microphone. And so I was in the business, and what triggered off this whole thing was actually some very ugly problems we sadly had at Radio Nederland, where we were working at the time. There was my father, very anti-Semitic witch hunt. Mm-hmm. And that's where I really cracked. I cracked up completely. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. And my psychiatrist, he pointed it out. So, you know, I got to know myself.
So when did you join Radio Netherlands?
In 1958, I did my first program with Jerry Cowan in English. Mm-hmm. And, it was, as they say, love at first sight. And the engineer who was working with us at the time said, if those two aren't married within a year, I'm going crazy. And, we were not married within a year, but we were living together within a year.
Mm-hmm. You know,
we stayed married for 30 years.
You know, I recently listened to an interview that one of your ex-colleagues who's no longer with us, Eddie Starts, gave about the early days at Radio Netherlands. And the way he talks about it, it was a very different environment to what we know as radio nowadays. He said back then we really had no idea what we were doing. We were just kind of like trying to do our best and to put programs on air that we thought would be interesting.
In a way, I agree with him. I agree with him, yes. There was not, you know, what you have now, the polls and all that. And, you know, it was not big business at the time. It was love. Mm-hmm. You did it with love.
So when
you had your training. You had your training from, like, I had my training from my father, and Jerry had his training in Canada, and but still, you know, you didn't have the big money business, etc., pressure behind you.
So it really was it really had a lot to do with one feeling passionate about what they were doing.
Oh yes, we were very passionate about what we were doing, very, very passionate. And if things had not changed, then I think that many people would have remained passionate. But things changed at one point, and it's you know, management changed, and you got to do with people who got nepotism and stuff like that. But yeah, it changed completely, and I remember, of course, I knew Eddie Starrs. It's very nostalgic, you know, when you think back to the good old days. Those for us were the good old days, where colleagues were good colleagues, where colleagues would help each other, mm-hmm. and try to break each other up, you know, while you were doing the news or something. But still, there was a lot of friendship. Friendship between the colleagues and respect, and that at one point, you know, we had this the hatred between two programs because one was more popular than the other, and all that kind of nonsense. Mm-hmm. Or nonsense. It's very sad, mm-hmm. really sad, because the good old atmosphere of working together was gone.
You know, a lot of people that I've spoken to who worked at Radio Netherlands in the 50s and 60s, they said, you know, the feeling in Radio Netherlands and in Hilversum, in broadcasting in Hilversum, really started to change, they said, probably around the time when Radio Netherlands moved into its new building, like through the 60s and then 1970s.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Now, in 1958... when you joined Jerry on the air at Radio Netherlands, was the decision to put the two of you together to create a show, or did they already have in mind the idea of His and Hers, or even was it called His and Hers back then?
No, not at all. It was a documentary about a village in Holland, Amersfoort, and we did the documentary together. So there was no His and Hers involvement yet. And the year after, 2 years later, we started, Jerry and I got the idea of the His and Hers Mr. and Mrs. show, and we called it His and Hers. And we actually, it was very funny, because when you did not script a program, you got paid less.
So you just said that in those days, if you didn't script the program and if you did it ad lib, they would pay you less?
Yes, they paid me about half. So what we did, what I did then, I would type first words, last words, and that was my script. And then they paid me full price. yep. That's ridiculous.
That is more than ridiculous. That's just like insane.
It is. We also don't forget, we also did our own administration. We did our own... you know, a lot of the paperwork we did ourselves. So it's totally ridiculous.
You know, it's interesting, because when I've talked to people who remember Radio Netherlands, who've been listening to Radio Netherlands for many years and continue listening today, there's certain announcers and certain shows that they remember. They said the shows that they are clearly identifiable with Radio Netherlands were, of course, The Happy Station, DX Jukebox, and His and Hers.
Yeah.
That must make you feel very proud to think that you did a show that even today, people may have never heard the show as it was originally being broadcast, but they've heard the clips and that people still talk about it today.
It touches me beyond words. It touches me to... to meet people again, you know. People write to me on my blog about my books, and they write to me again at the moment. And, you know, they're old listeners. And that touches me beyond words. It's so faithful. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. I'm terribly proud of it.
I wanted to also ask you about the name, because on air you use the name Dodie Cohen, but now as an author using Deborah Ray.
Yes, well, Dodie Cohen, of course, when we talk about his and theirs, you're talking to Dodie Cohen. Okay, Dodie X Cohen. to Dodie. When you want to talk to the author, then you have to talk to Deborah Ray.
Was it you that chose the name Dodie for his and hers?
No, I was called Dodie from... My real name is a nice Dutch name, Dorothy May. That's my real name, which I was given at birth. And it has always been abbreviated to Dodie or Doe. Mm-hmm. And so when Jerry and I started working together, I was known as Dodie Cohen. And it remained Dodie, and many people still call me Dodie. You know, people who've known me all my life will call me Dodie.
Now, you did the show for many, many years. When you left Radio Netherlands and the show ended, was that due to the divorce?
No. I had to, at one point I collapsed. I actually collapsed in front of the microphone while we were talking, while we were recording. And I couldn't work anymore for a while. I was sick. And then and I was sent to see a psychiatrist because they thought I was simulating. And I could not explain to them that going without my work for me was a punishment. Because I still, you know, Keith, I still miss my work every day. I really miss it each and every day. And that's a time to be family, you know, without your work, without your microphone, it's horrible. So they sent me to see a shrink. And the shrink was the man who was very well known because he passed away 2 years ago. He's an expert on the field of war trauma. And he, within 5 minutes, he told me what was wrong with me. And he said to me, "You are never going to work again there." And that was it. So I left. And after a year, I still had not heard anything from Radio Nederland. So I posted, or Jerry posted a note for me on the billboard, in which I thanked all the engineers and the people of the disc library and the secretaries and everybody. I did not thank management. Mm-hmm. I did not. And I never heard from them. I never heard not a word.
You know, when you look back now, of course, the circumstance that when you left was obviously very difficult for you, but do you wish that you had been able to end the show on your terms, meaning that you would have been able to say goodbye to the listeners on air, or did you have that chance?
Oh God, of course, because it goes against everything to just finish a show punk like that, you know. And Jerry was so stricken by what had happened to me and happened to us. Because we lived under police protection for 2 years, Keith, so it was no joke. And our daughter could not play in the garden unsupervised. And there was always a cock, you know, hanging around. And so it was no fun. And Jerry was so hurt by everything that had happened and so lost without me because we were a team. We were a tremendous team. And so he only did night shifts. He read the news, and that was all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not as a kind of protest, that he was not, he said, "I'm not able to do anything else for them anymore." So he did the news. It must have been very difficult for him. Very, very difficult.
And by the way, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Happy Station. This is our continuation of our Listener's Choice series, interviews that you voted on that you wish to hear again. Our website, by the way, is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And I'll tell you later on in the show how you can get in touch with us. Now, my guest today is Dodie Cowan. And one of the other questions that I wanted to ask her about was during her time at Radio Netherlands, her and her husband, for a period of time, were actually under police protection because of some death threats that they had set upon them. My question was, and why?
Well, the fact that we are Jewish makes it very easy, of course. And the fact that we were terribly popular made it very, very, very easy, too. And then on top of that, because they always had something, you know, which they could snicker about, which they could be happy about. We didn't have children. We couldn't have children, okay? And then lo and behold, would you believe it, she becomes pregnant. And she does not lose that baby. That baby is born and is a beautiful baby, a healthy baby. And today is one of the most beautiful women in the world who has a child of her own. So I'm a very proud grandmother. And so they had all these things, you know, against us. And, well, a witch hunt, jealousy. That's how witch hunt starts. Mm-hmm. It's jealousy. And then made easy because you're Jewish and because, well, you're very, very popular and loved by both of us. We're really loved by people. You know, our colleagues, many of our colleagues loved us. The people at Radio Nederland, except for management, loved us. I can talk about them because the bastards are dead. No, they didn't like us very much.
Were you the only ones that were targeted? That were targeted in this witch hunt at Radio Netherlands, or were there other announcers that you can even speak of?
No, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. I know there have been some cases, you know, and we have stepped in a few times in some cases, you know, to set things straight and to have, I would have a sweet little talk with the people who were doing this, and they usually would stop, but not this much. Mm-hmm. I mean, not where the police was involved and where you had to live under police protection. And we couldn't start our cars before checking under the hood. And, oh, my God, it was hellish. It was really hellish.
You know, I think it may surprise a lot of people because when a lot of people think of the Netherlands, they think of a very tolerant country and a country that suffered under Nazi occupation.
And, my darling, these were not Dutch people who were doing this. These were not Dutch people. They were a couple of Americans and two English colleagues who were doing this. And I'm not going to give you names. Mm-hmm. Nah, 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 nah. I didn't laugh because I'll cough when I laugh.
You know, it's just right now, your laugh, I was recently listening to some old air checks of His and Hers, and, you know, the sparkle in the laugh is still there.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, I have a very funny little story for you. There was on the Happy Station group site, Yahoo thing, there was this talk about Deborah Ray being dead. Remember that?
I remember that. I remember reading that, going, this sounds like a rumor to me.
Yeah, but I died twice. I died once of cancer. Well, I did have cancer, but I did not die. And the second time, I died in a madhouse. So that was nice. I'm still mad, but I didn't die in a madhouse. So at one point, I wrote into the Happy Station, and there was some not very friendly chick who said, well, anybody can say she is Dodie Cowan, but Dodie Cowan is dead. And I got so angry that I picked up the phone and I called Radio Nederland. And I said, okay, to the telephonist, connect me with so-and-so, Andy. And he came on the phone. And I said, do you remember a program called Isn't Hers? Oh, yes, he said, of course, Jerry and Dodie Cowan. Yes. Do you remember Dodie Cowan? There was a huge silence. And then he said, don't tell me. And I started to laugh. He said, oh, shit, she's telling me. I said, baby, I'm alive, I'm well, and I'm living in France. And we had a very nice talk, and he corrected it on the site, and he had corrected it in the newsletter from Radio Nederland, the blog from Radio Nederland. So he corrected it, but I'm not dead.
So ladies and gentlemen who are listening right now, this is just to confirm that Dodie Cowan is alive and well, and she is joining us today.
Yes.
So hopefully we can put a stop to all these, you know, these. It's amazing, you know, how rumors, especially since the internet has been around, you know, I mean, rumors about people that are no longer, either they're really no longer with us and they say, oh, they're still alive.
Yes, you know? Yes, yes. Well, it was one of those cases. I was they knocked me off before I was knocked off.
Well, you know? Deb, you can actually look at it this way. Maybe when you're really not with us anymore, people will start saying, "She's not dead. I saw her."
No, I saw her. No, I don't think so because nobody knows me yet. Of course, it's Dodie Cowan. They know me on a Dodie. Or on a Dodie, and some of them know me as Deborah.
So there's no
depends.
So there's no fear then of people starting to talk about you the way they talk about Elvis Presley then.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And you know,
when did you and Jerry get divorced?
January 14th. 1991.
I don't know how much you're willing to talk about this, but what was it that led to the divorce?
To be very frank with you, I could not live with Jerry any longer. And that's, I think that said it all. I just could not live with him any longer. And I still have a lot of respect for the man. I still wish him all the best in the world. He does not wish me all the best in the world. But anyhow, the marriage, I think what happened is that when I had to stop working, it was also the downfall of our marriage, because the backbone of our marriage was our work together. Because we always worked together, whatever we did. If Jerry did a commercial, I was directing him. You know, there would be a director and everything, but Jerry would only listen to me. If I was doing a commercial or something like that, I would listen to Jerry. So we were always working together. Whatever we did, we were working together. And then at one point, I fell away. And Jerry was on his own, and I was on my own. And I think that's when I realized that I had played a very, not mean, because I didn't do it on purpose, but I think what happened is that I fell in love with the tall Canadian, thinking back to the tall Canadians who liberated me in 1945, that I married a Jew because I could live my Jewishness for 100% with him. And I think that I married him myself for him because he was my way to freedom. And freedom was Canada. Mm-hmm. And away from my family. And that's what, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot over the years. And I think that's on my part, I should have realized that earlier. And when I realized it, it was, 30 years later. Mm-hmm. And I realized I could not live with him anymore. And then a lot of things happened in the meantime, you know. He also had a very hard time living with me and after my cancer operation, and oh God, a lot involved. There was a lot involved, and probably we also stayed together because of our daughter, which is a shit reason, if I may say so. Is the word shit allowed on your on the Happy Station?
Yeah, that's okay. It's 2000. No, it's 2009.
Okay, no other four letter words, but shit is allowed. staying together for a child or children is a very, very wrong reason. But anyhow, I organized it so Jerry could go back home to Canada. And it was a long fight, a big fight with Radio Nederland, but we won. So I rented a house and stuff like that and everything. And I knew I was going to divorce him, but I wanted him to be back home with his family, because his family were more important than whoever. You know, I could never compete with his family. If I could drop dead and if his family was there, he would go with his family. Mm-hmm. And, that was one very important thing, of course. It's not very good for a marriage. And in Canada, when I finally came to Canada after doing all the things I had to do in Holland, tax-wise and all that, I told him the first day, I said, I can't live with you anymore. And I'm going for a self-divorce. So 6 weeks later, I was divorced. We were divorced. Mm-hmm. And he had a very hard time. And the very sad thing about this is that our daughter, because of the things she has seen, which I did not know, but she has seen them, and things that happened while we were in Canada, my daughter does not want to have anything to do with her father. Except when I push, she sent him a photograph of her son a few years back, and that's it. Mm-hmm. She won't have anything to do with her father. And, my husband, my now husband, is her son's grandfather for her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one very sad thing, and that's something I never wanted to happen, but you cannot force another person to see his or her father. You can't. You can't. She's a person in her own mind. And but I find it very sad for Jerry. Very.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something, if he's listening, or if anybody who knows him is listening, that's the last thing I wanted. I wanted us to remain friends and share the growing up of our daughter and everything, you know, even when we were living in other countries. So that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So the work was a very important factor. The falling away of our cooperation, our work kept us very strong.
And that was my conversation with the one and only Dodie Cowan. If you wish to contact Dodie, do check us out online, www.pcjmedia.com. And do feel free to send me an email and I will forward it off to her. Now, what is the next thing that I wanted to mention? Yes, here it is. I'm now looking right at it. Next week on our Listener's Choice. No, we're not doing it next week. We're going to be doing it the week after that. Let me tell you the date right now. The date will be December the 18th. We're going to be bringing you our final series in our Listener's Choice, and that will be with Frank Ifield. December 18th, Frank Ifield on our Listener's Choice program. All right, and then at the end of the year, we have a guest on the show, and we'll tell you about him, well, when we get closer to that date. I know, it sounds like I'm running out of things to say, and that's because I did something completely idiotic a moment ago. I just stepped out of the studio for a moment to get a glass of water, and I don't know what I was doing, but I brought all my information with me, and I left it on the table outside the studio door. And then when we went back to get it, the cleaning lady had come along and had thrown it away. Oy vey. Oh, these things happen. Now, there's actually a new show coming to PCJ very, very soon. It's going to be called Jazz for the Asking, a jazz series that will be a two-hour program once a month. Jazz for the Asking, right here on PCJ. You can check out our website for more details. We're going to have a little bit of jazz right now. A legend in the trumpet world. His name is Miles Davis. Here he is with his group and How Deep is the Ocean on the International Happy Station. the wonderful Miles Davis with How Deep Is the Ocean. And once again, starting very soon here on PCJ, a monthly jazz program called Jazz for the Asking. And we'll have all the details at www.pcjmedia.com very, very soon. A letter recently that has just come in was asking about whether or not we're going to have another video blog. Well, actually, we just recorded a couple of them, and they're in the process of being edited right now. So a new video blog will be added on our homepage very, very soon, and we're going to be answering some of the questions, actually, during the video blog, and telling you about some upcoming special editions of the program. If you wish to get in touch with us, there's a few ways to do so. You can always do it through our website, or you can send us an email, pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And if you're going to be online sending us an email, do feel free to join the PCJ Fanbook page at Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media. And while you're doing that, don't be shy. Don't be afraid. I don't bite. Add me as one of your friends if you wish. It's very easy just to do a search for my name, and it should be coming up like at the top of the list or something like that. So go ahead and do it. All right. That's it. That's all we have time for on this program. Join us again next week for another fascinating show. And you can listen, by the way, to all the past shows at our website. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, who's going to be heading off for vacation very soon, I'm Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. We would very much appreciate your comments and questions about our programming here at PCJ Radio. You can contact us via email at pcjradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's pcjmedia@gmail.com. We also invite you to visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and listen to all our programs. You can either download them from the website directly or subscribe to all our programs in iTunes at www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're at our website, do take part in the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program. There are three levels: silver for $1, gold for $5, and platinum for $10. The selection is yours. This is PCJ Radio.